This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre joins us from her kitchen on the North Coast. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Listen, tough week for hospitality this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been, it hasn't been great, John. No. I think we've all had the rug pulled from under us because, I mean, I'm back in again. So what I'm doing, you know, I've had to change things with my life and cooking for people, and now I can't anymore. Yeah. So, and I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, but look, it'll hopefully.
But people have been incredibly inventive. We were
absolutely
sitting last night. I was going to make some dinner, and then everybody went, "Nah, don't fancy what you're thinking. Just get a takeaway." So we thought, right, okay, I get a takeaway. Uh-huh. But the wee pub beside us is now doing takeaway grub, shortened menu, not their big menu, just a kind of shortened menu of about maybe 6, 8, 10 things. And we got 3 things out of the pub. Really reasonable, really reasonable. Now, I mean, you know, and a wee pint as well, and a wee plastic thing to take away. And it was absolutely gorgeous. So shop local, keep your local coffee shop, restaurant, whatever, ticking over.
Definitely. Go do the takeaway for sure. Yeah.
And bake your apple and pear sponge pudding with spiced caramel custard. This sounds gorgeous.
You could do that for after. Well, this is quite good now, John. It's one of those just a nice, you know, simple dessert. Everybody loves an apple sponge, don't they?
Absolutely.
If you don't like apple sponge, you know, so. And again, very simple. So I used Bramley apples, just stewed them down with a bit of sugar and a bit of cinnamon. And then I've put pears in with this, John. So if you stew down your apples and pears, obviously cook at a different time, especially the stewing apples. So they'll cook a wee bit quicker. So if you just peel and cut your pears in quarters, take out the core, chop them up, and then just toss them in a bit of a pan, you know, a frying pan with some sugar, a wee bit of lemon juice, stop them going brown, and cook them down until, you know, a knife goes through, and mix that in with your apples, and that's your base. So that's pretty simple. And this is really nice, actually, because you get the nice wee bite from the pears that you don't really get from... I love stew. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely adore Armagh Bramley apples. I think they're beautiful. But the pear just adds a different texture and a different flavour to this. But if you want to just go with straightforward apples, go for it. And then the topping, John, is just soft butter, dark brown sugar and caster sugar mixed up, and then just whip that up, you know, if you have an electric beater. And you can't really overbeat it. You know, you just beat it for 10 minutes, you know, until it's really light and fluffy. If you don't do that, you get a kind of your sponge will not rise properly. So keep just really beat it nice and it'll change colour because there's a wee bit of brown sugar in this, it'll go a lovely sort of creamy colour.
Mm-hmm.
And then eggs one at a time. Fold in some self-raising flour. I put a wee bit of vanilla in it.
Lovely.
Spoon it over the top into the oven and about 40 minutes. I just put a wee skewer into the sponge, and then when it's come. And what happens, John, is the sponge rises up. And then with that, you get, you know, that wee bit of the juice from the apple comes out.
Popping out.
And it just burns a wee, not burns, but just caramelises a wee bit. And you see that, honestly, beautiful.
So you have your sponge on top and the apple and pear mix then underneath. and bake it for, what, 40, 50 minutes?
About 40 minutes. 40, just until, you know, it just depends on your oven, and put it in about 170 and, you know, just give it a wee check after half an hour and put a skewer in and that's you.
Happy days. And so what then, spice caramel so custard then?
Right. So I'm going to do this now, John. So I don't know if you can hear this, but this is a, I have a pan here. And I've got a wee bit of sugar, and it is actually just perfectly caramelising for me. I've timed it quite nicely, and which isn't like me. And then in the another pan here, I have I've got milk and cream, a bit of vanilla, and then mixed spice. Or what I actually use was, I use pumpkin spice because it's you know, these lovely pumpkin spice mixtures that you can use for pumpkin pie, which we don't make here, or your spice pumpkin latte or things like that. They're actually quite versatile, and it's got lovely clove and cardamom and vanilla and things in it. So that's great. So that's that. I can smell the caramel now. And in here I have, so we've got the cream and everything is scalded. So that's, and I'm going to just pour that in, John, on top.
What colour is it?
And it'll fizzle up. Really, the cream is sort of lovely, like just with the spices. It's lovely, just a creamy colour, but it's got a wee flecks of the spice in it. And you see the caramel. I mean, all I did with the caramel was just a hot non-stick pan, and then just put in, put when it's hot, sprinkle the sugar over the top, and it'll nearly start to caramelise straight away. Swirl it, don't stir it. If you stir it, it'll crystallise on you. And then when you get it really amber, and that's it now. So that's my lovely cream, and all I can smell here now is caramel, spice, vanilla. Oh, right. Okay, and in here...
Steady.
I have a... Steady, John, steady. In here, I've got a... The, 3 egg yolks, 100 grams of sugar, and then some corn flour. And I just whisk that up. And then all you do to make a custard is, hold on, just pour that hot cream. You can hear that over the top of the custard, over the top of the egg yolks. Half of it, give it a whisk. Back into the pan.
Back into your caramel milk.
This is quite hard to do this, you know, this juggling here. But anyway, and then I'm just going to stir that gently, and that'll thicken up. And then you pour that over your hot sponge, hot custard. And then I would suggest a nice dollop of really cold ice cream on top of that.
As well, has to be.
And then maybe a wee drizzle of cream, as well.
That is delicious. Baked apple and pear sponge pudding with spiced caramel custard. The Cooking with Paula podcast is going to be available in the afternoon, or you can give us a call here on 03030 80 55 55, and we'll send you one out for yourself. Paula, you enjoy every wee last spoonful.
I'm going to be nice.
Good, glad to hear it. That is gorgeous. Thanks so much.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.